How many jobs are we talking about in a bike share program?
I don't know the exact number, but clearly there are jobs. There's only a central facility, a maintenance facility, a storage facility. There's a need to repair and maintain these bikes. There's the need to redistribute the bikes, collect them, balance them across the system. So I don't know the number, but there'll be quite a few jobs. And I think the city's RFP for the vendor is going to focus on that. And of course, focus, as the city typically does, on local hiring, local opportunities. So there will be some employment that comes of it, certainly. I just don't know the exact number.
But there aren't attendants at the stations.
No. And I think that's a really important point to sort of talk about, because I think a lot of time, as people are trying to garner public support for bike share, they talk about the jobs that are created. Well, the jobs that are created are in direct proportion to the size of the system. So the bigger the system, the more jobs. And that the good news is that the type of jobs and the education requirement to complete these jobs are a great match for our workforce here in Baltimore City and the people that are looking for work. The reality is that we're talking initial rollout of a system of 250 bikes. You're looking at maybe 10 to 15 employees potentially, not hundreds of jobs.